Our first Bible lesson is from the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, if you will, from the book of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 6. And I would encourage you to follow along in your pew Bible in the Hebrew Bible on page 649. We so often hear the words of Isaiah leading up to Christmas, and here we are with some further words from this ancient prophet. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The next reading is from Ephesians. This is the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. It's page 181 in your Bible, the New Testament. And it is chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things. So that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. The word of God for the people of God.
Turn with me now in your hymnals to number 255. Occasionally, our hymnal has a specific prayer for a specific day, and Epiphany is one of those. Number 255, let us pray this prayer together. O God, you made of one blood all nations, and by a star in the east revealed to all peoples him whose name is Emmanuel. Enable us who know your presence with us so to proclaim his unsearchable riches that all may come to his light and bow before the brightness of his rising, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our gospel lesson today comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew, Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. You may not recognize the word epiphany, but you likely recognize this story. So hear these words. Again, if you'd like to follow along, it's on page 1 of the New Testament in your pew Bible. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for this child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Epiphany is one of those elements of our Christian Christmas celebration that has been appropriated by our larger culture. But I believe that it's an element that is not really understood by most people. But it really ought to be. Because I believe that today God is calling each one of us to our own personal epiphany. My guess is if you went home to that stack of Christmas cards that you may have somewhere in your house, you would very likely come upon a few scenes in there of the three wise men. Maybe you got a Christmas card that looked like the front of our bulletin. Anybody get one that looked like that? Well, depending upon your upbringing, or maybe even the translation of the Bible that you read, you may know these guys as the three wise men. You may know them as the three astrologers. You may know them as the three magi. Well, it turns out that magi is the Greek word for these guys. But whatever you call them, you probably recognize that our larger secular culture has romanticized these guys and their story. But it's interesting to note, if you look through your Bible, the only place you will find the story of the three wise men is the Gospel of Matthew. And if you look really closely, it turns out that the arrival of these three travelers from afar that were bearing gifts probably didn't occur until sometime quite a bit after that manger scene. I just read a biblical account that suggested that they may have shown up 2 years later to see the baby Jesus. But our culture has made these events coincidental. They seem to happen at the same time. In our culture, you can look at scenes that show the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, and even Santa Claus praying at the manger. So we've done some crazy things with the biblical story. And I think if you went out today, if you went up on Colfax Avenue and started asking people on the street, what is the meaning of the word epiphany? I would guess that most people, A, would have no clue what the word means, and B, would not at all associate it with the three wise men of popular culture. And yet that is the whole point of this story. I had to look it up in the dictionary to get the word right, but I want to share with you some of its several meanings. It turns out that when you spell this word with a capital E, Epiphany is a Christian festival observed on January 6th. It's not actually today, but it commemorates the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles in the person of the Magi. The word also means an appearance or manifestation, especially of a deity. A God shows up. And finally, Epiphany means a sudden intuitive perception of or insight into the reality or essential meaning of something, usually initiated by some simple, homely, or commonplace occurrence or experience. For you and me, it's that aha experience when full understanding seems to come out of the blue. That's an epiphany. But I believe that God wants us to internalize all of these meanings of that word, epiphany. God's incarnation, when God became human as Christ Jesus, this was revealed to the Gentile world through the story of these three magi from afar. The Jewish people had been waiting for hundreds of years for the Messiah to appear, and finally they understood that in the birth of this baby boy in that stable in Bethlehem, the Messiah was truly here. But this same kind of revelation was also offered by God to the rest of the world. At the time, that was the Gentile world. This meaning may be so obvious to us. Why is the preacher talking about it? And yet, it might come as a surprise to people on the street that God had come to the earth in the person of Jesus Christ. It might not be a familiar story to those who are not familiar with God's salvation history. So maybe, just maybe, God is using this story as a way to speak to us in a new way today. I want you just for a moment to think of yourself as one of these three guys on the camel looking off in the distance at that far star. Think of yourself as one of the three magi, one of these folks who'd come from so far away to understand what God had in store for their lives and what, in fact, God's plan was in this new approach to the whole world. No matter what your life has been up to this point, God is calling you today to follow a new path. God is calling you to follow the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ. And just like in this story of the three wise men, God has put God's star in the sky as a light for the world. Now, not everyone can see this light, and not everyone who sees it will even recognize it for the true gift that it is. But God is calling you to follow this star, this light, in order to make this journey through your life. Just as it is the experience was for these three wise men and also for Abraham and Sarah, God is calling you out on a journey of no known destination. You take each step through your life without any clear understanding of where you'll end up. You'll only have God's promise that Jesus will always be there with you on this journey and that in the end, it'll turn out okay for you. But every day of your life, you will walk an unknown path in faith and courage. Some days you will have those aha epiphany moments when it all seems to make perfect sense. Days when you praise God's name, days when you fall in utter worship and offer every gift that you have to offer back to God. But there will also be many days when it is nothing more than a journey. Days when you plod along one foot in front of the other. There will be many days when you cannot even see that star through the storm clouds that cover your view. Days when you even forget what is the point of this journey anyway. Some days, many more times than we'd like, it will take all your effort simply to keep going and to trust that God is in control after all. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the path of life for us Christians. We can only take comfort in the fact that we share in this journey and in the realization that Jesus walks with us every step of the way. My sisters and brothers, today is the day of your epiphany. Amen.